Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
I am Velocity Child, and every Friday at the stroke of midnight, ride the broomstick with Fallen Woman, a weekly psychic fusion of forward thoughts, far-out ideas, magical foray, and spellbinding song. Stirring up the cauldron at Radio Free Brooklyn. Velocity Child here, and I'm enjoying a sunny, balmy post-rain afternoon in Brooklyn with Mr. Gorgeous.
Hey, girl.
Hey, it's been a while.
I know.
I'm so happy to have you here in our new studio.
Oh, my God. Just stunning. I love it. Happy to be here.
Yes, I'm happy we relocated here, too.
Yeah, this space feels good.
Thank you. Congratulations. I've been making love to it for a few months.
Please.
Yes.
Why not?
So we were just talking about something before we pressed the shiny
button. Oh, my God. We're going to start with this?
Just right out of the gate. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to separate the artist from the person sometimes.
Yes.
But when you really love the art, it's a little easier.
It's
like, I still like a Woody Allen movie.
Yeah.
I still like watching Rosemary's Baby, you know, Roman Polanski. And I have this guilty shame that sometimes when I gotta do the dishes and stuff and I need to whistle while I work, I'll put a I'll binge watch Louis C.K. sometimes.
Oh my God.
And I feel terrible about this. And you were just sharing a secret, similar secret shame.
It's a very big secret of mine.
It's a whopper.
We're about to talk about, but yeah. I know I'm not supposed to like it anymore.
I know.
But I just fucking love The Cosby Show.
Oh, and, dear, yes.
And, but it's like one of my things, like while I'm working, I just like to hear it in the background. I like to, I don't know, it's just funny
it's
to
like
me. The dynamic is great.
A Pavlovian comfort sound.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, same thing actually with Roseanne, right? Because Roseanne went crazy.
She lost it.
She lost it, but I still just love listening to her scream with the kids.
Yeah, it's comforting.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. So it's kind of like a guilty secret. I don't know if it's
not anymore.
Okay. I guess I could be doing a lot worse, right?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I don't know. I can't say that watching Cosby is any worse than watching Louis C.K.,
right.
But it's that thing. It's like, do we throw all art out the window?
I mean,
God, if you looked at the past artists through the centuries, things they've done,
we'd have nothing to watch. But also, I think to myself,
no paintings to look at.
No, and it's like, how far do we go, right? I mean, am I supposed to stop eating Jell-O pudding because of Bill Cosby?
Oh, God, yeah, that's right.
No way.
And what did O.J., was it like a rental car? Like, you can't rent cars from them?
Sure. I even feel guilty drinking orange juice.
No! I don't remember the brand he was using, but I remember that.
No, I know. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. But I mean, I don't know. I feel like we could be doing a lot worse in the sense of, like, I'm not supporting him.
Right.
Right? Or am I? I don't know.
I don't think so. I doubt it. At this point, it's a wrap on the day for him.
That's true.
I don't see him ever. He's in prison, right?
I think he is.
He's going to be there
and
for a while.
Whether he is or is not, all of a sudden, it's not like he's going to hop on a national comedy tour. Like, that's just not a thing that's going to happen anymore.
Right. Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong, but just
and,
seems.
And what about Aziz?
Hmm.
I'm sorry.
You know, he's funny, but he's funny. I also sometimes find his, like, voice in his comedy a little annoying anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying it's not funny as shit, but
right. I feel that way about Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad. Remember when he played the bird in Aladdin?
That was appropriate. That was appropriate of his vocal cords.
Other than that, I don't know why we'd use him.
Parrot. Although if you really see him off the cuff and being completely blue and hardcore and vulgar, she shines.
Yeah.
I saw him do something on Netflix recently that I was like, hey, wait a minute. I feel a little differently about Guilford today.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is the thing. You have to respect anyone that has... hello.
There's a scene happening outside the window.
I kind of love it.
The heck?
I don't know what's happening.
It's like school kids.
Oh, school kids. That's what's happening.
It's between 3 and 4. They're cutting loose.
Yeah, we're getting crazy about the Cosby Show in there.
Oh my God. Yeah, you summoned that.
I know, I really did, right? I want to yell out the window, Denise, Rudy, Theo.
No, oh my God. Oh my God, don't you dare.
I'm kidding. I just am channeling like Claire Huxtable, basically.
Yeah,
yeah. A little bit. Why not?
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, we are in Brooklyn.
Yes.
Right? That's where they live.
We are in Brooklyn. And I'm very happy to be here now. I feel more grounded here. I like it better here than I did living in the lower Manhattan area. It's less isolated.
Well, and I feel like everybody got an upgrade. The turtle got an upgrade.
Oh, we all got an upgrade.
It's a bigger tank.
Yeah, got a beautiful backyard.
I love the backyard.
Yeah, it's my Shangri-La.
It's beautiful.
Now, we were also talking about something else, big topic.
Yeah.
Yeah. About, as a performer, the cognitive dissonance we often feel when we know we need to take a hiatus or just a siesta from the scene. But there's that, you know, constant, as any performer or even actor, you know, you never know when your next gig's going to be. You don't know. Yeah. Sometimes you want to stay relevant. You want to stay constantly with your toe in the pool. But then you need a fucking break. You just need to walk away from it. Scientists say that the physiological experience a performer goes through right before they walk on stage is akin to... they did some testing on it, and it's the same physiological response as being mugged. Mm. So that's a lot for your stress sensors, your adrenaline, and you're constantly challenging that adrenaline in the fight or flight mode every time you perform. Whether you're even conscious of it or not, your body is experiencing that rush, that adrenaline overflow, and you need a break from it. And then, like, how do you reconcile that without feeling like you're sabotaging yourself or feeling guilty?
Well,
for not performing.
You know, my thing is funny, because I think we've talked about this briefly a little bit before, and I've been, I guess, performing specifically in New York City for, I'd say, like 8 or 9 years now. And then, you know, about 7 years ago, really started going full on with it. And I was doing...
Oh, yeah. You travel more than most people I know.
Yeah, I travel often. But, like, when I was here, I was doing 4 nights, 5 nights a week. And that wasn't a crazy idea. No. You know, like, doing that much. And you know how that is with your work. You know, it's like if you're available and you want it and you know the right people and the contacts over the years of making contacts, you could do that.
Right.
And when I was doing that, I felt like I was really fully living out my New York passion, my destiny as a nightlife performer. And I felt like, oh, shit, like, this is everything. And then after, you know, a year, year and a half, 2 years of doing that, you get worn down because...
Drained.
You know, drained.
It's a lot of energy you put out.
Well, it's a lot of energy, not even just on the stage, but it's like getting ready, getting there, getting home, like waiting your turn to go on stage.
The 4 minutes you have on stage is nothing compared to all of the prep that day that goes into that 4 minutes.
Nothing. And not to mention what happens the next day, which is when you finally get home. And then you start your day later, which means your late morning, early afternoon is shot.
And you're missing the vitamin D3.
Yeah. And then you have a couple hours, essentially, to get ready before you have to do the whole thing again. Mm-hmm. So Tigger actually turned me on to the idea of deciding to just say no at some point to gigs and take a minute.
He's a good mentor like that.
He's a great mentor. And, you know, I think also... He's a good example of when someone has earned like a status of a New York personality. Mm-hmm. I think that, as Tigger has, in my opinion, mm-hmm. he doesn't need to run to every gig. Do you know what I mean? He doesn't mm-hmm. have to say yes to everything. I'm sure he'd like to. I'd like to say yes to everything, too.
Yeah, but you gotta take care of yourself, too.
Gotta take care of yourself. And also, you know, at some point, you have to see what else is out there. I mean, we were even talking about travel.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, I've always said no to travel if it's not work-related.
Right.
For a few reasons, you know.
Yeah.
Part of it being financial. Often, outside of New York, you can make a better buck if you're being mm-hmm. brought out as a headliner or a mm-hmm. special performer from New York.
Feature act. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'd hop on that.
But now you're traveling for reasons of enjoying life.
I am, which is...
I would like to say pleasure, but that implies guilt. I feel like you're enjoying life, and that's healthy.
I am. It also does feel somewhat guilty at times, though. I will acknowledge that, you know.
And my two cents on that, as a performer, I've experienced, even recently, because I just came back from New Orleans.
Yeah.
I experience, like, I tell people, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to New Orleans. I'm like, oh, are you performing down there? And then you just feel, like, vacant, going, no, I'm going to live life down there.
Yeah.
Like, and what do you mean?
Well, I mean, like, what's funny, it's funny you
I'm
say that because...
I'm visiting my chosen family. I'm visiting my...
Yeah.
I'm, you know, my home away from home. I'm, you know, and I feel... You feel like you're on the... You have to defend it.
Sure. And I do feel that way. It's funny, though. I've been, you know, because you have a business that's not in performing. I have a business
and
that's
And I
not
have
performing.
Business down there, too.
Sure.
With my witchcraft house of hag products.
Sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the thing is I actually... So while I work, I, in addition to listening to The Cosby Show, I tend to like surf for different podcasts mm-hmm. Or, you know, exciting shows like yours that I'm interested in both content-wise and also from like a learning mm-hmm. point of view. And one of them, I was really trying to figure out how to be more productive with my day, you know, uh-huh. and I was thinking, okay, when I'm at home doing all these costumes, whether it's actual building or designing or a fitting or whatever it is, mm-hmm. you know, I could sit at home for 8 hours or 12 hours a day doing that. And I was sometimes finding I wasn't being very productive. And the reason I say this is because a lot of, I think, well-respected people in the field of business have actually said it's important every hour to take a 15-minute break. And that sounds like a long break after only working for an hour. But it's like the idea of working all morning and taking a lunch break for yourself and then going back to work all day actually does not work. That's why I like all those big like Amazon and Google. If you go into the office, they have like the foosball table and beanbag chairs. And it's like, it's mm-hmm. yeah, it's supposed to be fun and cool and interesting to look at. But the idea of being productive or taking a break or having fun is actually more stimulating.
Yeah. For your mind.
Your mind. And it drives your body and brain to work together better.
It doesn't zap your energy.
Harder, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I sometimes, when we go on these trips, you know, it's like to be able to be at the beach, sitting in the water. Sometimes that's actually where I refuel and I'm constantly thinking about my work, what I can do next, my next idea, the next concept, which is almost just as valuable as the physical creation.
Oh, yeah. You can't have creation without inspiration.
No, but it's also sometimes hard to, for me at least, to almost justify it mm-hmm. because I don't see a physical product happening. I'm a very visual,
right.
hands-on person.
Yes.
So these trips...
And you have a very heavy work ethic.
I like to think so. I do work really hard.
Yeah,
but,
you do.
Well, thank you. As do you.
Yeah.
Well, come on. We all have so many hands and different cookie jars you
not
can.
Not as much as I'd like to say. But, yeah.
No, but you also can't measure like... the amount of work by like a physical product, right?
It's true. Yeah.
You can't.
Like you, I'm hard on myself.
Yeah. I think that's good though. I think that if we're not hard on ourselves, at least to a degree, we give ourselves the pass too much, then there's not as much drive, which.
Right.
You know.
Then we don't fulfill our purpose.
Right. The balance is good. The balance is important.
So I guess like the moral of the story is, are all your needs being met if you only perform?
Well, not for me, personally.
Right.
You know, I think that it was a goal of mine years ago to feel as like as an established.
It was an itch you had to scratch.
Yeah, yes. And I'll still. I don't think I'll ever really give it up. I'm not done. Right. But I've also just the reality of life is, in addition to physically working until 2:30 in the morning, sometimes the idea of like creating a business that's also creative and financially something that will help me in life is important at this point. You know, I think to myself often, I feel really lucky as a performer and as a creative personality that I have the ability to make things and sell things for money.
To be an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Work for yourself.
Yeah. And I think that I actually can't grow that if I were to keep performing as heavily as I have in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But I also will say that all those years and nights of schlepping costumes around and making things and seeing how they wear and tear and how well they hold up or not, or mm-hmm. what materials I could afford or how I could manipulate them into something else has been, I think, a valuable like exploration of material and time and creation that I can actually share with other people, you know? So,
and I'm sure on some level a self-discovery.
Yeah, I think so.
What you're made of.
I think so. I think that, you know, in New York City, we have almost anything at your fingertips.
Yeah.
If not in front, you know, a train ride away, it's a computer click away. You know, yeah. I can be here.
At your doorstep.
Yeah, so you're kind of, in a sense...
You almost don't have to leave your house if you don't want to.
You don't. You don't.
I know.
You're like, I know, bitch. That's why I got this place.
I've hermited. I hermit a lot.
I like to hermit. I also know for myself, like, even though I can make a coffee at home,
mm-hmm.
for me, I love, after I've worked for a couple hours, I'm like, oh, this is so fun. I get to walk outside for my coffee break. And I, like, intentionally walk to find coffee. You know, like, yeah. I have to do that. I can't.
Get the fresh air.
No. But also, I have to say, one thing you've done with your space here that I love, and I'm so envious of, is I am really bad at like moving in, like fully establishing like home.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've been in my apartment for almost 6 years now. Yeah. And legit, I know this is terrible, there's not one thing hanging on a wall.
Wow. You're one of those.
I'm one of those, but it's not that I don't.
Wait, consider this though. You're on the road more than you're home.
Yeah.
That right there.
That's true.
Has everything to do with it.
That's true.
It's commitment when you nest on the level that I tend to nest.
Sure.
It's definitely a big commitment.
Right.
And if you're not gonna be home or committed to it, like, you know, there's no point.
That's true.
But
I
think you're on the verge of.
I am on the
verge.
You're
about to start nesting.
I think so. I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to happen. I also think
you're
that...
you're moving, right?
I'm moving.
About that.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's the plan.
Mm-hmm.
I have been very lucky mm-hmm. to...
Lucky in love.
...have found the most amazing person in the world that I've been growing with for almost 2 years now.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, and it feels really good and not hard and... It's great. I'm also at that point now where I'm like, oh, why hasn't everyone was always like the honeymoon phase?
Right.
I'm like, I don't feel any less right now than the second day I met this guy. You know, so that's exciting to me.
Yeah, and you get to have a whole second honeymoon phase when you move in together.
Yeah. And, you know, we both love travel. We both love cooking and moving and doing and da-da-da. So it's like, that's something that's just for us.
He's probably great at moving, I bet.
You know what? We haven't done that together yet, but he's also just great at organization. You know, he's like, if someone needs to make a plan, he's like, oh, you're going to take this train here at this time and get on that spot and go there. And then when you're there, mm-hmm. here are two great options for dinner. You know, he's like a really good organizer, planner. Mm-hmm. I am not that great.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So
I think you have a lot in common with him.
Really?
Yeah, as far as the nesting and the organizing and the creating a home, that sort of those things.
I think it's going to be really good. I'm looking forward to it, and nothing feels forced about it, which I'm excited about.
That's great. Like I think you mentioned earlier. Thank God it's not because like a lease was up.
Well, that's the thing. It's a
mutual decision.
Another New York moment, right? For I feel like any New Yorker or anyone living in a big city. In a relationship or a friendship or a partnership of any kind, I feel like there's always that thing where you're like, oh, well, you know what? We were thinking about at some point moving in together. My lease is up in a month. So what about now?
Yeah.
You know, and it kind of like...
I've done that.
Yeah. I think it kind of rushes things a little bit sometimes. Mm-hmm. Not always in a bad way, right? But I like the idea of being very... choosy. Is that weird to say?
Yeah, well, you know, you're biding your time, you're yeah. Right, Suki?
Suki agrees.
Yeah. No, it's good to be thoughtful about it. It's also a little more romantic.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I'm all about the romance.
You've had your 2-year long courtship.
Yeah. Second and a half.
Yeah.
We have.
And now you're gonna seal the deal.
Yeah, well, I mean, I also think to myself, like, sealing the deal in the sense of just acknowledging that things are good and wanting to be more around each other.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like a part of me is I think like, oh, if I overthink that too much, then that's
right.
Not overwhelming, but it just seems like a big deal. And the reality is, like, when I'm here and he's here, we're together every night anyway. So why not just hang some stuff on the walls?
Yeah. Yeah. Commit.
Yeah. That works for me.
You can always take it down. That's the beauty of it.
You can.
I really recommend, like, oversized prints like these because then you don't... that's it. You only really just have to hang one thing up and...
No, your space is so good. Whenever I get the chance to do a little radio moment with you, I soak in the visual stimulation.
Yes, you're in my parlor.
I love it.
This is my first ever parlor just dedicated to my radio show and my witchcraft.
So okay, just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
Out of curiosity, Velocity.
Yes.
Okay, so I know I'll be staying, at least for now, in New York with my boo.
Yes.
If you were to pick anywhere outside of New York to move, anywhere, not just in the country, but in the whole world, I know it opens up a lot of options.
Yeah.
Where would you go? You're going to bring her. I know Suki's coming with you.
He's like, we're not moving again.
Calm down, girl.
We just moved.
Where would you go? Just for fun. Just think of, even if it was like you didn't have to go for work. You were just like, I could exist here.
Well, there's two places out of the gate that come to mind. The first place, New Orleans.
Sure.
And the second place, like Hawaii.
I love that.
Those are the two places I've resonated with the most.
Yeah.
That I visited. I've been to London and I've been to Jamaica and Paris and a few other places. Alaska.
Yeah.
I love them all. But I don't feel like they're for me.
Yeah.
As far as, like, I'd love to visit them, but I don't think I could live there.
Sure.
So I guess my answers would be New Orleans number one, Hawaii number two.
I love that.
Yeah.
Hawaii's on my list. I've never been.
Oh my God. You would never come back if you went there.
I want to go.
I could see you there.
I just want to lay on the beach and eat a, what? What do they have there that's good?
The Hawaiian men are so beautiful.
Eat a Hawaiian man. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Well, they love their pickles and they're great with their hot dogs.
God, you're getting me all hot. Pickles and hot dogs and Hawaiian men.
And they do. There's a deal of spam going around. They have a thing for spam.
Hey, Malakahiki, Malakahiki.
Lots of poke bowls.
Oh my gosh, this is dirty.
What's that? Pokeball.
I'm going to have to excuse myself in a minute, Velocity. This is getting charred up, girl.
Unfortunately, though, you'd be surrounded by seafood. Tons and tons of seafood as far as the eye can see.
I'm just glad you didn't say semen because we were on that path right now.
Oh, we were heading that way, yes. They do love their wild boar.
All right.
Though. There's a lot of that there. They hunt it. Lots of pork.
Yeah.
And pretty good steaks there, too.
I think I could. You'd be safe.
I know you don't do the seafood.
No, seafood is nothing. I don't do that, but, you know. Just because I'll die.
Yes, no fish for you. They'll kill you.
Yeah. I like to live dangerously sometimes.
Yes. This is about as gay as you can get. No fish. Fish will kill you.
Yes. Fishy queen.
Yes, and I'm actually I've got an allergy. I get allergic reactions to overexposure to the sun. I get a really bad allergic reaction.
You have to get that parasol out. I've got the most
gothic allergy ever.
Oh my God.
Allergic to the sun.
Just think about the upside to that, which is you should always request a special cabana for you on any beach you go to.
I kind of do. Like, yeah. And if there's an outdoor vending gig, I'm just like, there better be some awning or some sort of covering. I can't.
I love that. Do you have any vending coming up?
I do. This weekend at Coney Island, Serpentina is pulling together a really wild collection of vendors.
Love Serpentina.
For their big sideshow weekend.
Amazing.
And that's all day Saturday and Sunday. I'll be there with my tarot cards.
Ooh.
And a few of my spell soaps.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Velocity, you gave the most amazing reading to me a while back. I don't know if you remember doing
it. A year ago, right?
Yeah, it was about a year ago, and I felt a lot. It was actually my first reading ever.
That's right.
And I felt so much clarity. It was so much. I mean, when I say fun, I'm not saying that it was like a lighthearted, you know, sassy, funny moment, but like, right, it was exciting to take a minute and think about like the intention of things, mm-hmm, and to have a conversation based on energy.
Yes.
You know, it was so satisfying.
Yes. Quantum physics.
Maybe I'll come down to Coney Island this weekend and get another reading.
That would be fun.
I would love that.
Or I could definitely read you if there's time before you go.
Oh my God.
Yeah. My cards are just yonder in the other room.
Maybe we can do it if there's time.
If there's time. I know you're a busy, busy, busy bee.
Well, you know, you gotta just fucking grind when you're...
There you go again with the sexual innuendo.
Listen, no, I'm just saying, you know, like, you gotta not physically grind, but like, as another self-driven business person.
Entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm. You have to fucking do it. You can't just, you know.
No.
Hope it's gonna happen.
Yeah, there's no boss cracking a whip.
No.
You have to crack your own whip.
No, which, I mean, hey, now we're getting dirty again.
I know.
We just go there together.
I swear to God.
It's okay. It's okay.
I am curious. You listen to music and you like songs, right?
Yeah.
What, if you don't mind.
Sure.
What are some songs that are inspiring you lately?
You know what? That's actually a great question. And one of the songs that I don't know why this is, but, and I'm gonna feel like a real basic bitch right
now. This is totally fine. It's whatever is moving your groove these days.
Okay, that one song from the soundtrack from A Star Is Born.
Star Is Born?
Yeah, I don't know why, but what's, it's just really catchy. I don't remember what it's called, but it's like the main song. Is it
the
one song they
sang at the Oscars?
Yes.
Okay,
there's something about it that I just really like. And then the other song I listened to this morning riding my bike over here is Shirley Bassey, Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend.
God, it sounds like you're in love.
And also Big Spender came on right after that.
Oh my God.
I just loved it. It made me pedal even harder.
Shirley Bassey, Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend?
Yeah.
And then...
And Big Spender.
By Shirley Bassey.
Yeah, her singing it. I just love listening to her sing.
She does have quite the chops.
She can send it.
She has lungs for days.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, oh my God. Wow. How old is she?
She's not young.
Is she like in her 60s?
I thought she was older than that. Not based on how she looks, but just an actual like...
Oh, she's aged beautifully.
How much work she's accomplished. You know, I feel like she's been here forever because she just has like a laundry list of...
I don't know her history. Do you know when she got... Shirley Bassey got her start?
I don't know enough about her, but...
Do you use any Shirley Bassey on stage?
I don't. You know what's interesting is I actually sometimes find as a male identifying performer. I don't... It's not that I don't like a female vocal, but I feel like it doesn't suit the energy of where I'm going. Unless if it's like descriptive.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and you have an alter ego.
I do. Shanana Splits.
Yeah. Does she...
It's funny you say that. I have. Yeah. I have, yeah. Not Shirley Bassey, but I've done, female vocals, which I can't off the top of my head.
With Shanana Splits.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I haven't brought her out in a little while, but...
I know. It's been a while.
It's a lot. I give a lot of credit to these queens. Yeah. Grilling their eyebrows down. Everybody thinks
it's all funny games. You were doing acrobatics and high heels at LCS.
I was. Six-inch stiletto pump.
Yes.
Steel bone corset with a whip. Hey, if you're going to do it, you better do it. I was just getting ready for my Hawaiian men.
Yes. Oh, man. You should bring Shanana to Hawaii.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to land on the beach.
Have you ever considered doing a Hawaiian burlesque festival?
I would love to do it.
I've done it three times. It's a blast.
Really? I've heard amazing things about everyone out there. So hopefully at some point I'd love to.
Violetta Beretta.
Yeah.
Is who you want to contact.
Yeah.
She'd be all over you.
I just think I want to do my crab act out there.
She'd love your stuff. What?
My crab.
Your crab, of course.
It'd be fun in Hawaii. And then the bird number.
I went one year with Bambi the mermaid. And she brought her lobster.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. You know, she dips in the
glittery butter. Yeah, the butter. Mm-hmm. The butter. Sign me up. I would love that.
That's a great excuse for you to go to Hawaii.
Yeah. Another travel moment.
Yeah. This way you can't feel totally guilty.
Exactly.
Because
I'm working hard. Well, coming up, I'm going to be...
What are your travels? You have a lot coming up.
I have a lot. I'm actually going back to Austin, Texas, the weekend of, I think, 9-10 of May. I'm going to headline the festival again this year with some other folks. So,
oh, fabulous.
Yeah, so I'll be out in Austin for that
Anyone
weekend.
Anyone we know with coming with you?
Not that I haven't really checked
the roster. Lineup. Yes.
But I know we'll get to see world famous Bob. She's hosting both nights and I love Bob.
Wonderful.
So that'll be a wonderful, and Coco Electric, who is phenomenal, will obviously be there. Uh-huh. And I know there's a bunch of other fun folks, so it's going to be a wonderful festival. And
Rudy
also,
Valentino, is he going this year?
I don't know.
I know he's been in the past.
Yeah. It's a really fun space. And actually, that's going to be another... Well, we have the Boys' Night show coming up this week, which we'll do at Slipper Room.
Oh, at Slipper Room.
Yeah. That'll be on Thursday, though.
That's
so I don't
the
know
day before
catch
this airs.
It. Yeah.
Yes.
But we do the first Thursday of every month. And
so the next date for your big Boys' Night Out production at the Slipper Room?
It won't be, I don't think, until... I don't know if we're going to do June or not.
Ah,
because
okay.
We'll be in Vegas. But
so it most likely would be July 4th.
Which is
4th of
a
July.
Scary date. Who knows?
Damn.
But if folks are interested, they could just check the website and see when the show's running.
I think you guys could really do something great with 4th of July.
That could be fun. We'll do Baby or a Firework.
Is that Katy Perry?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I only know that because I'm not a fan, but I did like that movie, The Interview, when Seth Rogen and James Franco went to North Korea.
Yeah, that was intense.
And the way they used that song was so fabulous.
I loved it.
Do you remember that moment?
I loved it.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, I forgot about that, actually. It's pretty hilarious.
I'm a movie file. I can't help myself.
You are. You have the best movie brain.
Pretty obsessed. And lately with like really good binge-worthy TV.
Yeah.
I kind of got obsessed with Sabrina the Teenage Witch. The new one.
The Talking Cat?
No, the new one.
Oh, the new one. I liked the old one.
No, I like the satanic one. The new one.
I haven't seen that at all.
Oh, yeah. The whole family worships Satan.
Oh, my God.
And the whole plot is, you know, she's half mortal, half witch.
I can imagine you would like
she that. She has to sign her soul over to the Dark Lord and join the rest of the family by the end of season one. It's so good.
As we all do in some respect, right?
That, high five me on that. Yeah, that, why not? That says it all.
Jeez.
And are any parting shots out to the universe you would like to convey before we depart?
I mean, nothing off the top of my head. I just, after being here with you, it just reinforces that you have to take time to do what you love. Be with the people you love.
Create beauty around you.
Yeah, and believe in
the world is scary enough as it is.
It is. But believe in the power of working hard and and not bending to someone else's ideals of what success is. I try to do that every day, is decide I've chosen to do
and know your value. Today.
Yeah.
Know your price tag.
Yeah. No Groupons here. We're not doing that shit.
No.
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 Well, where can we find you in cyberspace?
I think the best place is probably Instagram, which is at Gorgeous Boylesque.
Gorgeous Boylesque, folks, not
Gorgeous
Burlesque.
Gorgeous Boylesque.
BOYLESQUE.
That's it. Gorgeous. And that also does have the link to my Etsy store in my profile.
Which
I do. Gorgeous by Gorgeous is my Etsy store. And I just do a bunch of really fun spandex creations that people are doing. I'm getting a lot of people buying stuff for like Burning Man and different music festivals. And
oh, yeah.
It's just fun things to party in. So
he makes a mean, slutty romper, folks.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, so check me out there, or you know, out in the world at different shows. But usually, Instagram is the best way to find me.
Hell yeah! Well, thank you so much.
Thank
for
you.
Being
it's
here today.
Always a pleasure to be with you.
Wonderful to have you over and host you.
Yeah, thank you.
Wagyu beef hot dogs.
Oh my god! Epic.
And you are listening, or have been listening, to Fallen Woman on Radio Free Brooklyn. And you can find us here every Friday at the stroke of midnight. And following the station identification will be some of those songs that Mr. Gorgeous recommended that we listen to today. Shirley Bassey and Stars Born.
I'm so basic.
I can't believe I'm putting that on the show, but for you, I will do it.
Just do Shirley. We'll be happy with
that.
Okay.
You know me. I love Shirley.
Oh, big we'll spender.
Yeah, there'll be lots of Shirley Bassey coming up.
Oh, my God.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Here we go.
Great
Boom.
To see you.
Great to see you. Mwah.
walked in the joint. I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, so refined. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I'd have popped my cork for every man. The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, so refined. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every man I see. A little time with me. Wouldn't you like to have fun, fun, fun? How's about a few laughs, laughs? I could show you a good time. Let me show you a good time. The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, so refined. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every man I see. Little time with me. Yes. Diamond are forever, they are all I need to please me. They can stimulate and tease me. They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might desert me. Diamonds are forever. Up and then caress it, touch it, stroke it and undress it. I can see every part, nothing hides in the heart to hurt me. I don't need love, for what good will love do me? Diamonds never lie. Round my little finger, unlike men, diamonds linger. Men are mere mortals who are not worth going to your grave for. I don't need love. For when love's gone.
lovely day will lengthen into evening. We'll sigh goodbye to all we ever had. Alone, where we have walked together, I'll remember April and be glad. I'll be content. You love me once in April. Your lips were warm. And love and spring were new, but I'm not afraid of autumn and her sorrow. For I'll remember April. Our flames and love live such a little while. I won't forget, but I won't be lonely. I'll remember April, and I'll smile. I'll be content. You love me once in April. Your lips were warm, and love and spring were you. But I'm not afraid of autumn and her sorrow. For I'll remember April and you. The fire will dwindle into glowing ashes. For flames and love live a little while. I won't forget, but I won't be lonely. I'll remember April.
Raise a little hell tonight. I've got the urge to carouse and maybe raise a few brows, cut loose and pull all the stops. Who cares if they caught the cops out? I'd like to wake at noon feeling guilty
know somehow that something isn't quite right. I'd like to hate myself in the morning and raise a little hell tonight. I'd like to hate myself in the morning and raise a little hell tonight. I've got the urge to carouse and maybe raise a few brows, cut loose and pull all the stops out. Who cares if they call the cops out? I'd like to wake at noon feeling guilty and know somehow that something isn't quite right. I'd like to lift my head in the morning and wonder who I kissed and wonder who I missed. I just might hate myself in the morning, but what?
If I could reach out with my hands across the sea, I'd take you in my arms and never set you free. How I'd hold you and hold you forevermore in my heart. My love across the sea to tell you what I feel and what you mean to me. I'd enfold you, enfold you, and nevermore would we part. But you're to reach out for my heart to remind you of me. Too long is the distance between us, too wide and too deep is the sea.
Psychiatric fee to me. And from their shuffled mess, I've tried to find the reason for the psychopath, the paranoid, dipso schizo too. And finally, after much research, I found the clue. Freud had a word for it, and Bud will chase Bud for it. The cows join the herd for it, sex. Singers get pitch fright.
from it. Kids tell which is which from it. And Kinsey got rich from it. Sex. There ain't no other reason for that state of mind. It's just a simple case of boy needs girl, you'll find. And vice versa, screen stars get killed by it. Divorce courts are filled by it. And spinsters are thrilled by its sex. Fortunes are spent on it. There's big arguments on it. Monroe pays the rent on its sex. Kings abdicate for it. Some girls have a hate for it. It's never too late for its sex. It's made the world go round and round since life began. From gay Paris to Italy and old Siam. It's so, so popular. Frenchmen are famed for it. Errol Flynn was acclaimed for it. Most husbands are blamed for its sex. There's lots of ways for it. Oh, such a big craze for it. The man always pays for it. Sex. You can rack your brain from morn till night, but you'll find my theory always right. It's just S E.
And every Friday at the stroke of midnight, ride the broomstick with fallen woman, stirring up the cauldron at Radio Free Brooklyn.